Playing in the NFL is a physically and mentally demanding sport. The toll it takes for 16 weeks of football requires plenty of toughness and determination. Toughness doesn't even begin to explain this group. Courage. Fighters. Survivors.
Everybody here has the best attitude, and they are all survivors. You have to be. You have to have a certain attitude, and it's a very strong thing to battle. Just like the guys have to fight and be strong, all these women are very, very strong.
When you talk about the perseverance it takes to play football, it doesn't compare to what these ladies have went through, but you kind of see some of the same similarities in their motivations and their personal strength, and they've been on full display here. And I've talked to several women, and you know, they told me what they've been through and the toll the chemotherapy takes. And you know, you just take your hat off to them, and you see how strong they are and what they've accomplished and what they've fought through.
This group is made up of the true fighters in life, the warriors who battled through a tough fight and were able to beat breast cancer.
I've watched other people who have positive attitudes, looking at things like the bright side. It really helps as part of the cure. And having good doctors like we have in Minnesota and the American Cancer Society research that is researching every type of cancer and finding new ways and new cures and new early detection. So we will hopefully stamp out cancer.
I was diagnosed very early on, 2.5 years ago. I got very lucky. My aunt was a survivor for 15 years and had passed away, and I went in for my annual physical 3 days later. They asked me about it, and I told them she had just passed, and they said, well, let's go for a baseline because I wasn't 40 yet. Through going in for my baseline, I learned I had very early onset and was able to take care of it.
The Minnesota Vikings know all too well the effects this terrible disease has on a family and the toughness needed to overcome it. To show their appreciation for these brave and strong women, a group of current and former Vikings hosted a special lunch last week. It was a day of celebrating what each woman had to overcome and the tremendous courage shown by all the survivors.
Much more serious than the scores in football, and it is many times a life and death situation, and it requires courage and fighting, and obviously the people involved, but the families and the friends, the people that give support, it's one big family. And just like the Vikings of today and of yesteryears are a big family, I think that family feeling gives these breast cancer patients even a little bit more support. And it's the least we can do, because it's certainly a big issue. And until we find a cure, support and courage is what it takes.
Being out there on the football field, you know, we kind of probably take it a little bit for granted compared to what they go through. You know, they're fighting every single day of their lives to beat this deadly, you know, thing that is to kill them. And we just got to be thankful that we're able to play the game we love each and every day. You know, it's awesome to see the ladies in there that I've been here for the past 4 years, and they're still fighting, they're still smiling, and they're still going, and they're loving, you know, and it's awesome to see how they're just giving back the same way we're trying to give back to them.
The game of football is a tough grind on each and every player, but on this day, the players were not the biggest fighters in the room. That belonged to the strong, courageous, and determined women who fought through life's biggest battle and were able to come out victorious.